Blackstone presents A Gentleman's Game by Teresa Romain. This book is read by Justine Eyre. Chapter 1. Late April, 1818, Newmarket, England. Nathaniel Chandler sometimes thought he had travelled every road in England, and he liked them all. He liked the stony walks of Cornwall that fell away sharply to the salt-scented sea. He liked the wagon paths through endless shifting Yorkshire moorland. He even liked the ramshackle corners of London's rougher bits, where a man had to keep one hand on a pistol and the other on his purse, as much as the wide, smooth paths of Mayfair, where the houses were large and the coal smoke hung less heavily in the sky. The only road he did not like was the one he was on now, which wound from the high street of Newmarket through his father's lands. Because when the rotunda of Chandler Hall appeared above the trees like a gleaming middle finger to fate, Nathaniel's journey, wherever it had taken him, was at an end. Not for long, though, not if he could convince Sir William that his plan was a good one. When grooms scampered from the grand stables to take charge of the horses and carriage, Nathaniel hopped down and strode off toward Chandler Hall. He crossed the glassy marble floor of the entry hall, turned the handle of the study door, and nudged his way in.
"Hello, return of the prodigal son and all that. How is everyone this afternoon?"
The baronet's study was a slim semicircle that, with the entrance hall and a few other chambers, made up the echoing domed heart of Chandler Hall. Tall windows alternated with bookshelves stuffed with heavy bound volumes, while a set of French doors let out onto a path to the stables. Spare and unadorned, the study wasn't a pleasant space exactly, but it was efficient, which Nathaniel supposed suited his father much better than a room full of burled walnut and red velvet tapestries. Sir William Chandler sat behind the stretching mahogany table he used as a desk. The feathered barb of a quill lay in picked-apart shreds across a series of papers before him.
"Nathaniel."
When he looked up, his heavy, slate-grey brows were furrowed.
"Right, right. You were meant to be back today." "Well, yes, I am back, and I bring good news from London."
The baronet ran sceptical hazel eyes over his younger son.
"Did something odd happen? Your clothing is filthy."
"Was he?" Nathaniel glanced doubtfully down at his coat and waistcoat. "Oh, yes, right. He was spattered with mud and all over grimy. This was due to a cracked carriage."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?